Hello, and welcome to the Legacy Homeschool Reflections Podcast. I'm your host, Ruth Adams, and I'm so glad that you're joining me today. I am a homeschool graduate from the prehistoric days of the homeschooling movement. I've been married to my husband, Matt, for 21 years, and we are the parents to 7 children, ages 4 to 19. Today, our topic for this episode of the podcast is going to be on the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. I know that this is something I feel a great need for in my own heart right now. It's just the Lord's peace in light of all that is happening in our world, all of the turmoil, all of the uncertainty, and the unsettling events that we are hearing about on the news, are reading about on our news feed, and we just really need to allow God's truth from His Word to soak into our hearts and to supply the peace that only He can give. We're told in Scripture that in this world we will have tribulation, but Jesus said, "Be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world." So to start out today, I am going to read from 1 Chronicles 28, verse 20, that says, "Be strong and of good courage, and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." What comfort we see there, that our God will not fail us, He will not forsake us. And it tells us that we should fear not and that we should not be dismayed. And I need to remember that, because I so easily fall into fear, and that's not the will of God for us. Well, today I'm going to be kind of taking you through chapter 3 of the Word Study Scripture Writing Journal for Ladies that we published this year. And chapter 3 is on the topic of peace. If you're not familiar with the Scripture Writing Journals, there's a format for each week. And so there is a topic for each week. There is a quote from a great Christian. There is a hymn. And then there's a small scripture passage to write for each day of the week. And then there's a word study box that gives you the Greek or Hebrew meaning of one of the key words in that scripture passage, just to give it greater depth and meaning for you. Then there's, of course, the scripture writing box where you can write the verse or passage, the application box where you can jot down the application that what you feel like the Lord is showing you through the scripture writing for that day, and then a prayer journal box where you can write your prayer to the Lord. And so there's a page like that for each day of the week. And then it starts with a new topic for the next week. And the theme of this overall journal, volume 1 of the Scripture Writing Journals, is just kind of like the felt needs of women, of ladies. You know, things like the need that we feel for protection and for love and for peace, these felt needs. So we look at one of those needs each week throughout the scripture writing journal. And this was designed to be something that you can do quickly each day. It's not an in-depth Bible study. It's something just to enhance your time with the Lord each day. And the journals are available on Amazon and also on my website, legacyhomeschoolreflections.com, in the store there on the website. So I encourage you to check them out. So let's look at this. The quote that I have for week 3 in the journal is from A.W. Tozer. It says, "When I understand that everything happening to me is to make me more Christ-like, it resolves a great deal of anxiety." So what he's saying there is that whatever it is that is stressing us, that the Lord has allowed in our lives, the trials, the struggles, the tribulations, God wants to redeem those to make us more Christ-like if we will submit basically to the school of Christ, if we will submit to his sanctification program for us, then we will be made more like Christ. And that is the goal. And so I have the hymn for this chapter, "It Is Well With My Soul," that was written by Horatio Spafford. And I'm just going to read it. Probably most of you are familiar with it, but the words are comforting. I encourage you to think about current events and the things that may be troubling your heart right now. I think this has been such a hard year for all of us, 2020, and there's so much uncertainty and unrest, and there can be fear and anxiety that goes along with current events. And so let's think about this. "It is well with my soul when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll. Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and hath shed his own blood for my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, O my soul. And Lord, haste the day when the faith shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul." Ladies, I get excited on that last verse when it talks about, Lord, haste the day when the faith shall be sight. There's so many things that we have to walk by faith this side of heaven. How exciting when our faith will become sight, where the Lord is going to give us greater understanding of who he is and what his plan has been, and the mysteries will be made clear. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. Can you imagine? The trump shall resound and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. Can you imagine the joy and the peace of our Lord's return and of being with him forever in heaven? My little one has been asking me some questions lately. She's 5 and she's been asking me some questions, and you know the innocence of the heart and mind of a little child when they're trying to figure things out, and just how simple their faith can be, and it's a beautiful thing. But she's asked me things like, "Mommy, will I take my birthday presents to heaven?" You know, and it's so sweet, and to try to explain to her that heaven will be greater than any birthday presents or toys. And it's hard for her to comprehend that right now, but to try to explain to her that the Bible tells us that it's exceedingly more than we can imagine, and that we're going to be worshiping the Lord forever. And just to try to explain concepts to her about heaven and about the place that the Lord has prepared for us, and that we are going to be able to have rewards and worship our Savior, as the Bible talks about. And so I'm going to go ahead and read the scripture writing passage for the first day. And it is from John 16:33. It says, "I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." John 16:33. And I know that we all have seen a great deal of trouble in our world this year, a great deal of alarming violence and anger and confusion. But the Lord has overcome the world. He will have the final victory. And overcome is the word that I picked for the word city box. And So the Greek meaning is nikeo, and it means to conquer, to carry off the victory, to come off victorious. So as we read our news feed and we see all of these terrible things happening, let's remember that the Lord is the overcomer. He is going to come off victorious in the end. He will have the final victory. And the Bible tells us that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And so though things look alarmingly concerning to us right now about our world and about the future, let's remember what the Bible says is to come. And Isaiah 26 verse 3, this is a beautifully comforting verse. It says, "You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." So the word that we extracted for the word study box on this day two of the scripture writing plan is Hebrew, the Hebrew word kamak. I hope I am saying that correctly. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly. C-A-M-A-K. And it means to lean, to lay, rest, support, put, uphold, lean upon. So the verse says, "You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you." So stayed on Christ, stayed on you, would mean to lean on him, to rest upon him. He is our support. He upholds us. We are leaning upon him, kind of like that old song, leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. So let's remember, ladies, that our minds need to be stayed upon Christ. We need to be resting in him and leaning upon him if we want his perfect peace. And that is why I continue to say we need to be tethered to the Word of God. We need to be in the Word of God and dwelling on the Word of God and feeding upon the Word of God. And I'm convicted that we need to be doing that all the more in these troubling times, because we can very quickly become fearful and anxious in our thoughts and our emotions and overcome by what's going on around us and the questions and the just unstable times, you know, not knowing in so many facets of our lives what may happen. Right now, we don't even know who the president is going to be after this election, and we're still waiting on what's going to happen. There's just many uncertainties. And so if we don't want to be falling to pieces over all of these things, we need to really be feeding upon God's word. And we need to be prayerful so that we are drawing our strength from him as we lean upon him. Okay, so I'm going to turn over to the next day scripture writing. This would be day three of that of the week on peace. And the scripture is John 14, 27. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." John 14, 27. And so for the word study box, we're highlighting the word peace. And what it means in the Greek is security, safety, prosperity, or felicity. Those are some descriptions or meanings of the word peace in the context of John 14, 27. So Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." And then he says, "Not as the world gives." So the world tries to offer us a counterfeit peace in so many ways. But Jesus Christ said, his peace is not as the world offers to us. Part of what he gives us is a real true sense of security and safety in him. And so that is a blessing. And then he tells us to not be anxious in Philippians 4, 6 through 7. So this is the scripture writing passage for day 4 of this week. And it says, do not be anxious about anything. So that would include who's going to be the president. That would include all of the unrest and the rioting and all of the COVID stuff. It includes everything. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. It's very, very normal and natural for us to become anxious and for our minds to run away with fears and anxieties. But in this passage, we're told instead of that, to take it to prayer and to bring thanksgiving with our prayers. And then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds against those fears and anxieties and discouraging, defeating thoughts that we may have. So the word study box is the word guard. And what it means is to protect by a military guard, either to prevent hostile invasion or to keep the inhabitants of a besieged city from flight. So think about that, just guarding our hearts and minds. Think about that kind of protection around our minds and around our thoughts. And that comes through Christ. He puts the protection around our hearts and minds as we give him thanks and as we come to him with our supplications and our prayers. Things may not be going as we want externally, but in our minds and in our hearts, he can supply great peace. Moving on, here's another day. Colossians 3:15 is the scripture writing passage. And it says, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. And to rule, we can have the meaning of to decide, to determine, to direct, to control, to rule. I like that, to control. I want the peace of Christ to control my thoughts and my heart. And so I know that I fail over and over to control my emotions and my thoughts when I'm in the flesh. But in Christ, these things can be brought under control. And so in my prayer journal box for this day, I wrote, Lord, please help me to submit to your rule and experience your peace. And then the next day, Psalm 119:165, great peace have those who love your law. Nothing can make them stumble. Nothing can make them stumble. I love that. And law, the word law in Hebrew means instruction, direction, teaching, and directives. And so great peace have those who love your law. Great peace have those who love your instruction. Great peace have those who love your direction. Great peace have those who love your teaching and your directives. Are we loving the Lord's directives in our lives? How his Holy Spirit guides us? Are we loving his instruction through his word? Are we loving the teaching of his word? Because the Bible says that when we love his law, his instruction, his direction, his teaching, his directives, it says that nothing can make us stumble. That is beautiful and so encouraging. And then the last day of the week on peace, Hebrews 12:14 says, strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. Hebrews 12:14. And holiness in the Greek means consecration, purification, sanctification of heart and life. And don't you think that this is really a time for us to take a good look at that? How are we doing in this area of holiness, of being set apart, of being consecrated as Christian ladies to our Lord, of living pure lives and keeping impurity out of our homes, you know, impure books, impure music, impure movies, of keeping that junk out and instead embracing what is virtuous and what is pleasing to the Lord and what is edifying for our families, just purifying out the stuff that is rancid from the world, that is impure, that is not Christ honoring. I think, you know, we're under a lot of pressure right now. We're under a lot of stress right now in our nation. This is a good time to ask the Lord to purge out those things that may be impure, that maybe we've grown lax on and allowed things into our homes or our families that are not pleasing to Him, and to be fully consecrated, fully set apart to Him, to say yes, Lord, to whatever He is revealing to us, whatever He is asking of us, to say yes, Lord, to time in His Word, and yes, Lord, to time in prayer. Yes, Lord, to worshiping Him. Yes, Lord, to making hard decisions and doing hard things and persevering and working through, you know, stressful, tense situations in our families and working on those areas of sanctification and purification of our hearts and our lives and our family, seeing no to the mediocre and no to the compromising, and saying yes to those things that are going to build faith and virtue in our families. And these things are not easy, and we'll never strike everything perfectly this side of heaven. But I believe that this is the trajectory that the Lord would have us to be on, to be saying yes to His kingdom purposes, to be saying yes to sharing the love of Christ and the gospel with others, to say yes to living by kingdom priorities instead of getting caught up in petty little areas of idolatry that we can fall into so easily. Being consecrated, being set apart, being beautifully different in a very beautiful way from the darkness. And I've been reminded here just recently, and I found this so encouraging, that, you know, our world is growing darker and darker, but the light shines the brightest against the darkness. And so the light of Christ can shine so brightly through us, in contrast to the dark world around us. I was just watching a conference session with my girls on video today, and that concept was talked about, and it was such an encouraging reminder that, yes, we are in dark times right now, but that means we have opportunity to shine brighter for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think also, people are very, very unsettled. And if we are able to give reason for the hope that lies within us during these times, I think that is a strong testimony to those who do not have that hope, who feel very fearful. You know, we've got a nation of people who are so fearful about this virus, and they're so afraid of dying. If we didn't have the hope of Christ, yes, what a scary prospect that would be. But with Christ, though we're not ready to go yet, unless the Lord calls us, but we know that if he should call us, that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, and that that is actually a promotion for the believer of the Lord Jesus Christ, that when we die, to be with the Lord is actually our gain. And so we don't have to fear. And so there is a reason for the hope within us that we can share with those who are living in fear of this virus. And so I hope that these words have encouraged you as they've encouraged me just looking through this chapter on the topic of peace from the Word Study Scripture Writing Journal. And again, I encourage you to check it out, maybe to pick up some copies for family and friends for Christmas. And we need the hope and encouragement of God's Word so that we can in turn be filled up and be overflowing with his promises and his truths to our families and to those around us. So thank you so much, ladies, for listening today. And I hope that you will connect with me. I love to hear from listeners. It encourages me so much to hear that you are listening. If you have questions or topics that you would like for me to address on the podcast, I'd love to hear that as well. And so thanks for listening, and may the peace of Christ be with you until we meet again.